And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sport fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you today. Rob Butler from Towboat U.S. is here. Oh, boy, does he have stories for you. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and on the mightier 1090. San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 6th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, and reps from Shimano and other top tackle companies. Shimano Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction make this the ideal rod to chase giants. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a fun show today, man. I'm super stoked for having Robin here, both the do's, the don'ts, the stories.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk about a guy who's been around boats for a long time, man. This is going to be a great show.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Hey, so go ahead and grab that mic, bring it right friendly to you there and get up close. So, Towboat U.S., you've been doing it for how long?
31 years, no.
31 years, and you've seen stuff.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. So... like, what kind of stuff? I mean, what is some of the more memorable things that you've seen in your career from just toes or whatever? Yeah.
And you want to start with amazing or stupid?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Start with whatever you think is appropriate.
How about an amazingly stupid one?
Yeah.
I think one of the most amazingly stupid ones was one of my guys was offshore about 40 miles, went to deliver fuel to a boat. And the guy was fighting a Mako shark. So we back off. Fishing is everything for us because without fish, we don't tow boats. So my guy backs off, and about 10, 15 minutes into it, the guy has the engine hatch open, a little inboard outdrive. I think it was a skipjack or something. Guy boats this, 50-pound, 60-pound Mako shark.
Little baby.
and the thing proceeded to go after every wire in his motor.
Oh!
Ate up his...
Like, hatch was open, brought the fish in, it slid
going,
in the engine.
started going ape crazy on just biting everything and ripped his wires apart. So whatever, what turned into a simple fuel drop...
So now we talked about this, and there's different. The best thing to do is to join Towboat US and be a member, right?
Yes, I mean the best thing to do is number one, make sure you have some sort of coverage.
Yeah,
I mean
whether it be through your insurance or a membership,
have something. The biggest thing is make sure you have coverage and make sure you have proper coverage. There's a lot of competition out there with marine insurance, a lot of competition, and they all say they offer something, but if you read the coverages you actually have, because you'll find that some of them will only cover $500 or $1,000 for towing or even emergency services. And but yes, get a Towboat US membership. If you're going to go out 40 miles, you can get the captain's card. If you got over 40 miles, get the gold card.
Gold card covers you up to 100 miles?
Up to 100 miles, yes. And that's 100 miles from my port or from any port. So if you're fishing out of Dana Point and you run down to the lower 500, that's a tow back to Dana Point.
Got it.
It's not just a tow to San Diego because I start in San Diego. Now, granted, if we have an option for you to, if you have a trailerable boat, last thing you want is another 50, 60-mile tow. We try and make you guys, make towers or make the guys getting towed happy. We'll try and arrange for a temporary slip, let you get a trailer down here, even Uber you home, go get your trailer.
Cool.
Yeah, and again, you know, we have a lot of members. We have a lot of boats to tow. My captains, you know, they love the long tow, but sometimes it's easier to get a guy into launch ramp.
Sure.
And that's been happening more and more because people have been launching out of different launch ramps, especially given where these bluefin are this year.
Yeah,
right.
All of a sudden, everything's off of Dana Point.
Right, right. So
and
guys are towing up there.
And yeah, and it just, again, you know, slip availability is tough, so sometimes that hampers us for doing it. But
you, like you said in the beginning, you're all about the mode. Whatever's gonna make the life easier on your member, that's what you're going to strive
it
for.
It
doesn't mean it always gets to happen, but that's always the goal.
Yeah, and unfortunately, sometimes it's all about the member and it's about safety. And we might be at San Clemente and he may want to go to Long Beach, and the weather's not going to let us do that.
What's the longest, most expensive tow you've ever done?
With my actual boats, this was way back in 2014. Way back. Boy, we're getting old. we towed a boat 40 miles south of Ascension back to San Diego.
Ooh,
holy
whoa.
Mackerel. That's how many miles?
I think it was 560. Don't quote me on that.
How much was that tow?
Well, believe it or not, that might not have been my most expensive tow because that was back when fuel was cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Not covered by any member. He got with the vessel back then. It wasn't 14, 2004. Back then it was vessel assist, but they still had $3,000 of coverage beyond the 100 miles. So it was they got $3,000 off the tow, and then I believe it was somewhere in the neighborhood of back then $40,000, $45,000.
Wow.
But recently we've towed boats out of Turtle Bay, and it's about $70,000 tow today.
Wow. So you break down at the Coronado Islands, and you don't have Towboat US. You don't have towing insurance on your insurance policy. How much is a tow from the Coronado Islands going to cost you to get back to San Diego?
Right now, our rates are, boy, you guys, that's a ringer. We do so many member tows. I got to think.
I was just going to say, like, the whole point of this is just why it's so important to be a member.
Sure, you know.
So the way towing works is towing is from the time it's portal to portal, from the time our boats start up to the time they shut off. So a lot of it has to do with one, where you're going to, where you're launching out of, and two, where our boats are taking off out of. And usually at the islands, you're looking at, we got an hour 15 to an hour and a half out there. And we're going to tow you back at, figure, most trailerable boats, and we can get into this a little bit on a trick for us that make your wife's happy if you break down. But you're looking at about a 3-hour tow back, but then we got customs. And we're on the clock where we're sitting at that customs dock. And
so if you tow somebody, even though you don't have to clear customs if you're there, but you as a tow have to clear.
Yeah, we're a commercial assist provider.
I see.
Which means as soon as we touch the boat, whether it's a fuel drop, a jump start, or a tow, we are considered a hovering vessel. And this technically applies to if you're in Mexico and we give you fuel at the point. Now, granted, it's really hard to, we don't know where you're coming from, and we really don't ask. If you're out of fuel at the point, we just get fuel. But once you're in Mexican waters, we have a full customs procedure we have to do.
Sure.
So add that on there. And just so we're not going to sit there with we're not like a taxi cab. I mean,
yeah.
We understand that you broke down, you had a hard day, and we do everything we can to try and, but sometimes you may be sitting there for 2 to 3 hours, and my guy's got to get paid. And I'll work something out with people. Usually it'll include, you know, the price will include, hey, look, I'll work it out, but you're going to be a member now.
Yeah. but all that would be avoided if you were a member.
It's 100% avoidable with a membership because no cost at all.
Yeah.
So this is the most, it is the most no-brainer thing if you own a boat. You know, I mean, before we ever turned the key when we got our new boat, you just don't not have it.
And if you have the membership, you have multiple boats, you're all covered, right?
It's any boat you own, borrow, or charter. Now, charter meaning
own,
that,
borrow, or charter.
Charter meaning that bare boat charter. It's not like if you go jump up on the qualifier 105,
You're not
gonna use your membership. And that's the other key, is it's any boat you own or borrow. So if you're on my boat and I don't have a membership and I break down and you have a membership, we're not covered. It's my boat. I'm on the boat. Now, if I'm not on my boat and you're out there running around, you're borrowing my boat, your membership follows you.
I went over to Rob's house that morning. I picked up the boat and I took it out without you. Yeah. That's covered.
You have a membership.
But if you didn't bone up for your tow, you don't.
I mean, it comes down to dollars and donuts. And you can't expect any type of organization to support, because if not, you'd have that one guy that would go fishing with everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And you know, back in the day, that's how it used to work. So if you had that card, it didn't matter who was on the boat. Well, then, you know, numbers start crunching, costs go up, and all this other stuff. And no, it's if you own a boat, get the membership.
Period.
Your buddy's membership on your boat while you're on your boat is not going to cover you.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good info. So lobster season started at 6 a.m. this morning.
Right.
It's on right now.
An hour ago.
That creates a whole new set of problems for San Diego towboat, or not just San Diego, but all the way up and down the coast. What are some of the weird things you see from guys hooping in at night here?
Nighttime, ropes floating everywhere. I can't imagine the amount of calls that are going to start coming tonight.
We call it taking care of the hoopers, and it's actually an actual fact that we take care of the hoopers. The biggest thing is jump starts. You know, you get out there, you get your traps dropped, having a good time, and you're listening to the stereo. Maybe you got a little bait tank going, trying to catch a mackerel or, you know, halibut while you're waiting for them, and
battery's dead.
And believe it or not, a lot of people run out of fuel.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, they go from the launch ramp to ballast point, and they, you know, it's just because we're only going to be on the bay. We don't need any fuel.
There's plenty in there.
Could happen.
Yeah, and then the tough part for us is, so we get, you have a breakdown. Your engine overheats. Maybe you suck up some kelp because there's a lot of kelp in the bay during the winter, and you overheat, and we come get you. Then we have to literally hip tie the guy and. Technically, there's a gray area whether we can do it or not. There's a gray area whether we're allowed to do it or not, but then we got to go pick everybody's hoops up.
Oh,
technically, we're not allowed to.
Yeah, I got you.
We're supposed to tow you in, but again, there's a customer service thing.
Yeah. Sure, I get it.
And that's where we usually go off the boat at West Clock.
Uh-huh.
And my guys...
Just kind of do it as a service.
That's where my company pays the guys to go out, stay out there for another hour. That being said, you know, it has all to do with, to be honest with you, with the guy's attitude.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, we don't need
to be nice.
And we're not going to go over the ABC rocks to go get traps. That's, you know, I'm not putting my boat on a shoal.
Sure. So speaking of rocks, you ever pull guys that are hooping too close off the rocks?
You named the rock and we pulled it
you
off.
You pulled it off. What are some of the hazards that boaters just don't pay attention to that you save people from? I mean, whether it be San Diego, Mission Bay, L.A., Newport, whatever, Catalina.
I mean, honestly, and I'm not trying to put a boater down. The biggest hazard is the boater himself. It's just the thought process of boating, comfort zone people get into, and, you know, not necessarily the lack of maintenance, but the lack of awareness of maintenance. But as far as hazards, luckily we live in an ocean that's deep, an area that's deep. We're not like the East Coast where there's shoals everywhere. Weather hazards, people going out in boats they shouldn't be in and weather they shouldn't be in. Fog. Fog is a huge thing in Southern California. People don't understand how thick it comes in and how fast it comes in.
Yeah, and you cannot see.
No. And we call that getting fog in your carburetor when people need tows in the fog, by the way.
That have no radar or whatever.
Yeah, they go out there with, they run out. They think they're going to go to the 9 mile bank. And this can happen in July.
Sure.
They run out the 9 mile bank because it's flat out. And maybe they get into, they get into some fish. Oops.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, then. No radar in the fog.
Yeah.
They get into some fish, and the next thing you know, it's getting a little dark, and they start running in, and that cool air warm, the cool warm thing comes in, and next thing you know, we got 0-0 at the point, and they're stuck.
Yeah.
And we
so you have to go out and save them, help them, kind of guide them in.
This is we're not a navigational aid, and you being stuck in the fog is not a breakdown.
Okay.
But it's amazing how people break down in the fog. And then we get them out into the bay over towards the bridge. You know, the guy needs to go to Chula Vista, and we get around Harbor Island, and it breaks wide open. And all of a sudden, well, I got to run it again.
Yeah, here we go. Thanks, man.
So we let them go, and they haul butt down to under the bridge, and boom, there's the fog again. Oh, it broke again. that's why we call it fog in the carburetor.
Yeah,
one of the other thing, too, is you tow pongas from Mexico a lot of times about the beaches, right, up and down the coast.
Yeah, so basically...
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, basically, with all the pongas and the... and it's not just pongas, it's powerboats, jet skis, but pongas are the thing. Our company is contracted to remove them all from the beach.
Really?
And I got pictures in here that'll blow your mind. We just had one in La Jolla yesterday. I've been up for like 4 days. Yesterday, last night, 4 a.m. Anyway, I got a 30-foot ponga, and I got to show you the picture, but it's literally completely full of kelp.
No,
like
kidding.
If you were to take a skip loader in a dump truck.
Yeah, you couldn't put more kelp in it if you tried.
You could not put more kelp in it and you tried. And
so you have to get the kelp out before you can tow the thing out, right?
Yeah, and... that's actually on video.
He's not lying. I mean, it is more full than you could ever put kelp
full
in.
Full to the top.
Well over the top.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
look at that. Yeah.
We use half inch Spectra Amstel Blue tow line, which has about 25,000 to 30,000 pound breaking strength. Now, granted, our tow line's not brand new, and you start tying knots and being in the fishing, loss of strength. We snapped two tow lines trying to pull that thing off.
Wow.
And finally, we shoved some float bags under there and literally kind of glided it off. And we put float bags on it. We purposely kept the float bags high enough so the ponga would actually go underwater and sink. And then we can kind of flush it out.
Yeah, you can get all the kelp off of it.
And then we got it to a point, get the bow up. We got it up on plane and then got over to Dana Landing and lowered the bag and threw it on a trailer. So.
Wow.
What a crazy.
Well, as you can hear,
today's going to be rad.
That's good stories from Rob Butler, Tobo U.S., going to be talking some good stuff here.
Yeah, no doubt. Going to be a great show. And if you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text us. The text the show option, super popular. Just get us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your Android or your iPhone device. Just search Let's Talk Hookup wherever you pick up your apps, and you'll be able to text the show your questions. We like to read them on the air. Make sure to let us know where you're texting from, what your name is. We'll read some of the fun ones on the air. great prize today for one of our lucky callers. Again, 213-432-1090. Someone's going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Fish with Captain Ryan Bosch and Captain Matt Brawla. Have a great time on the San Diego out of C4. A full-day trip going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And when we come back, we're taking those phone calls. Lots of great questions and comments coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay Life Bay certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island Launch Ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Life bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the Idea Trek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packed into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we're pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product in stock and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your upcoming trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. You'll see the Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies within the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 6th.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, again, having a great time here with Rob, Towboat US. Again, if you want to join us, phones are already packed up. You can tell it's going to be a busy morning. Lots of people wanting to talk to Rob, but 213-432-1090.
Also, some very good texts, too. And speaking of texts, I gotta make a big announcement here. Dana, the guys at Dana Landing and East County Bait and Tackle, ECBT, have added another tackle store to their team. Officially, it happened yesterday. They purchased Barnacle Bill's Bait and Tackle in Lemon Grove, and And they took over, like I say, yesterday, and they're going to rename it Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. The store is now going to be open 7 days a week, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., much like what ECB2, mostly freshwater and saltwater tackle, fully stocked tackle store, plenty of live bait also, which is
That's
really important for those people in Lemon Grove. Just had our plans approved for the new 2,800-square-foot, two-story building, and construction is going to start soon. So
Woo-hoo!
Not going to be open, but we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup. So watch for Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle opening soon.
That's great.
Yeah,
news,
so
right
congratulations
on.
To Steve. It's at 7292 Broadway in Lemon Grove, and you can give a phone number, 619-461-1214. And congratulations. As we know, they do such a great job at ECBT, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle.
That's just
be basically just like that.
Yeah, that's just great news all the way around. Bill did a great job servicing the community. Great dude. New, you know, torch being passed to the best in the biz.
Absolutely.
Just everything
Bill
about,
was doing it for like 30 years.
Yeah, everything about this is great. You know, there's going to be better service to the people in the area that need, you know, hours. The job that had been done was fantastic. It's just going, changing hands to the best crew. Like, this is just awesome. I'm stoked all the way around. That's great.
Congratulations to Steve and the whole crew out there at the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle coming very, very soon. Now, speaking of Dana Landing and ECBT, now Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're big Maui Jim contractors. They sell a lot of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Sure.
And Maui Jim just came out with a fantastic new style for fishermen. It's called the Equator. And I have a pair right here with the Hawaii, the new Hawaii lava lenses, which is my new favorite lens.
Yeah,
I love that lens.
That.
Yeah, for sure. It's not too bright, not too soft. It's kind of just right for my eyes, and it works very well. But this is a real nice wraparound frame. You'll be able to see it at Maui Jim dealers. But here's the big news. This pair of Equators that I'm holding in my hand right now, we will be giving away at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
All right.
November 6th
right.
At Fisherman's Landing there for a Step Up to the Mic prize. You'll be able to have a chance to win this brand new pair just off the charts here, the Equator. So go to MauiJim.com. Just click on the Let's Talk Hookup website. Click on the banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website and check out the new style from Maui Jim Equator.
Sweet.
Good ones.
Yeah, no, that's way cool. It's a really cool pair too. They're like a cross between a square lens and a wraparound. You know, it's like a square style lens that's got really good wrap to it. The earpieces aren't giant, but they're not skinny either. It's just a really good block out the sun pair of shades. I really like them.
Yeah. Well, hey, interesting text, because we were talking in the break about pongas, and this is from Kim in San Marcos. I've always wondered what happens to pongas that end up on the beaches. Do they sell them off?
No, they're taken in as evidence and stored, and then once the whatever's needed as the evidence has expired, we cut them up and dispose of them.
Because they don't have a hull number.
Yeah, anything without a hull identification number, and again, it's not just pongas, it's everything from bayliners to, you know, high-end fishing boats, sometimes even yachts. Anything without a hull identification number can't be auctioned. And these pongas are running two-stroke Enduros, the old Yamaha Enduros. Mm-hmm. Those are destroyed because, again, the four-strokes, if there's a serial numbers on them, they will, and there's any value. There's got to be some value to the stuff. And but even the boats that are running up here, most of these things are so hammered. But if there's any value to a boat with a hull identification number, there is an auction page that you can go on and pick them up in auction. But the pongas themselves are literally cut up. And that was from back when they used to auction them, they would end up back on the beach.
Oh, like if they held the auctions, all of a sudden hey, there she is again, you know.
We had one that was auctioned on a Tuesday, and the next Thursday it was on the beach.
My God.
And then, then our side decided to start putting transponders in them. And that worked for a little bit until that caught on. And again, you have intel on our side, you got counterintelligence on their side.
Wow.
And when I say their side, I'm talking about the cartels.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the people on board.
Of course.
I know there's a lot of worry about these people that are coming up here on the boat, their well-being and stuff. And yes, there's a lot of people come up here trying to make a better life. But I've got pictures of people getting off of pongas and literally flipping lifeguards off because they can't apprehend them because of our political state of the state.
Wow.
They got to literally let these guys walk by, and they know it, and they're literally flipping them off as they're walking by.
Wow.
So it's a mix.
Sure.
one of the saddest things right now that's happening, and it's only happened a couple times, is if there's an apprehension or if there's a stop offshore, the pongas are turning south, and in at least one case, they threw the people overboard.
Oh.
So now instead of a pursuit, it turns into a search and rescue,
yeah,
which obviously the people were rescued. But
so the dirtbag drives away while everybody else is trying to be rescued.
And then they go to the next, they go down there, they pick up another load, and they run back up. And again, it's just, you know, that's the part. So there's no regard for the people that are actually on the pongas.
So what are the numbers? I mean, are we talking about one a week, one a month? What's the story?
Recently, it's been 10 a week.
You're talking boats end up on the beach.
Yeah, that's a big that's a big number. This last week was a huge flux. Two Sundays ago, I think six or seven hit Southern California.
On Sunday or whatever. One day there was seven.
But,
that blows me away.
Monday we had one in Santa Barbara. We had two in Newport, one in San Diego, and then 2 days later we had one in La Jolla. And one in Santa Barbara. These are the ones that actually hit the beach.
Right. Yeah.
Most of them are being apprehended offshore, and then brought in.
I see. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, phones are packed. Crazy. They want to talk about.
Wild story.
It's some wild story.
Again, phones are packed up, but we got a ton coming your way. 213-432-1090. We're going to start it off with Sean, who's calling us from Lomita this morning. What's up, Sean? Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. The only problem I have with Let's Talk Hookup is I look forward to waking up early on the weekends. How's that happening? I don't know. Must be you guys.
It's good for you.
Anyway, Rob, good to hear some of your stories. I was just thinking, in your years of experience out on the water, can you share with us any of the crazier things you've seen out there, maybe floating in the water, like, you know, dead whales? And also, what is your north to south range for towing back boats?
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I was thinking that's a good, good question.
Let's start off our range. I myself own Towboat U.S. San Diego. Boat U.S. covers nationwide, so technically the range for Southern California would be 100 miles north of Santa Barbara to 100 miles south of San Diego and out 100 miles with the Gold Card. That being said, it would depend on where you're at on which one of the operations. There's, you know, we're from San Diego, Dana Point, Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, Long Beach, L.A., Redondo, Marina Del Rey, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Catalina. So we have boats in all those, multiple boats in all of those harbors. So it would depend on where you're at in that geographical location and then where you need to go back to as far as coverage. It would be 100 miles in that zone. Anywhere else you go, there's different coverage. If you go up to San Francisco Bay, you're covered all through San Francisco Bay out to the Farallones, and I believe a little bit beyond. There's some areas on the like Florida area, you'd be covered through the into the beginning of the Bahamas, and then you get up into the northeast where the weather's a little more marginal, and some of them only cover 25 miles because of the weather conditions, especially up in the New Jersey area. You know, they don't have the cost of keeping a vessel that could go beyond that outweighs the amount of money they can make towing everybody in during the summer where they're all tied ashore.
So I have a question. I am a Towboat U.S. member, which I am. I have a Gold Card, and I go to Florida, and I'm on a boat that breaks down, and the owner does not have a membership. Can we get a tow in Florida?
The membership covers any boat you own, borrow, or charter. That being said, if you're on your buddy's boat in Florida, San Diego, doesn't matter, and you have a membership, and your buddy does not have a membership, it's his responsibility to have his own membership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go out to Florida and borrow your buddy's boat and he's not on board.
I see. If he's not on board, like you said.
Now, you just borrowed a boat. Or if you go out to Florida.
So, but I'm covered in Florida.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Or
in the northeast or whatever.
Yeah, like we have Freedom Boat Club huge around the country.
Right.
And if you have a Freedom Boat Club membership, your Gold Card covers you any boat you're on.
So what's the difference between a Gold Card and a regular card?
The biggest thing is mileage, obviously cost, but the biggest thing is mileage. In Southern California, again, the coverages vary throughout the country, but Southern California covers you from to 40 miles offshore. It gives you free fuel drops, jump starts, partially. Both memberships do the same exact thing. The bolt car covers you to 100 miles offshore. The real difference is dock-to-dock towing. Both memberships, after you've had it for 30 days, covers dock-to-dock towing. The gold card covers 100%. The captain's card covers 50%. So the key there is how far offshore are you going to go and what kind of boat do you have. If you got a 24-foot Parker and you launch out off of a trailer and you're going to go out to San Clemente Island or you're going to go out after the Bluefin and you know you're going to chase these things pretty far sometimes, get the gold card.
Totally.
You got yourself a 21-foot Triton, and you're going to run to the islands, maybe out to, you know, maybe you might skirt, you know, the corner or the 302. A captain's card's all you really need.
Okay.
You're actually overbuying your coverage. Now, you're not going to need a prearranged tow because you're on a trailer. If you have a boat in a slip, it's almost a no-brainer to have the gold card just because of the prearranged towing, because free is free.
Because when you say prearranged towing, that's port
to port. Dock to dock. And that dock to dock covers you from your slip to a port of repair for intent of repair. Not to go with your bottom painted, but
yeah.
Again, if you're going to a boatyard for repairs, you're going to paint your boat anyway. And then if you're doing like an engine repower or you're doing a project, if you could get pre-approved to have multiple transits, because there's no room at the boatyards for your boat to sit there where you pull your motors. And Boat US is really good about working with people to better their boats. And, you know, if you're going to go spend the money to put new motors in your boat, they don't mind putting the investment into, you know, and again, they got to look at your track record. I mean, if you've had 5 or 6 tows with Boat US and now you want 4 back-to-back docks, you know, you're starting to get into dollar, you know, into a money thing. And
sure.
It's an individual thing, and it's got to be approved by Boat US. We walk you through. We walk through the process. We actually call them, and we could tell the supervisors, yeah, this thing's completely legit, and we can get things covered on, even though not technically it shouldn't be, but you're covered to the dock to get repaired.
I'd say overwhelming. You're making it very clear. It's a customer service thing. Like if it makes sense, you're gonna take care of it.
I do. Maybe 100 tows a year where there's absolutely no coverage at all with Boat US. But because I've been doing this for so long and maybe there was coverage back in 89, it's just, or sometimes it's just a feel good coverage. You know, we had one guy that had a really bad time in Coronado and almost didn't make it. And he needed his boat brought to a boatyard for a survey. And that's really, and again, you know, unfortunately, the guy's being honest. You know, if he would have said, yeah, I'm going to get my boat fixed, it's covered. But because he needs a survey, it's not. And we did it anyway. Said, look, don't worry about it. And actually, we towed it back to the slip for him because he couldn't.
You're in the service industry. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Hey, well, with that, we're going to find out what's going on down south. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours Today. That Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. They are now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and I can guarantee you it's going to be a very busy day for those guys.
Yeah.
You know, here at the World Headquarters, I'm seeing the Shoguns drive by right now. Saw the Royal Star a little bit ago. I think the RP's in this morning. Like, it's
the Independence just
big
pulled in. Yeah.
Day for the crew of Fisherman's Processing, no doubt. Well, let's find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the cast, man. Buenos dias, cast.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Things are starting to cool off in the Baja. Looks like fall is here, and winter is going to be probably following pretty quick. Talking to the boys down there in La Paz, they've had some north winds that are already starting to generate, which is like a month early, and water's starting to cool off, and La Sierra began arriving early. You know, normally that's a November fish, and they fish those all the way through the winter into the early spring, you know, they're still catching Dorado there in Loreto. Roosters are still along the beach. I saw some nice pictures of some nice 30 and 40 pound roosters being caught there. No tuna up there. A few Wahoo in the mix. Most of those coming off the southeast end of Sarawak Island there, at Roca Montaña. And then up in Loretto, also Danny Talamantes, our charter master up there, indicating that, yeah, it's starting to cool off. Very few Dorado caught this past week. Looks like they're moving out now. Yellowtail bite's starting to improve. And most of the action is up north, up there toward Punta Pulpito. And so look for that good yellowtail winter fishery going on there in Loretto. Down in San Jose del Cabo, Bob Lewis, Baja Bob, there at La Palita, said things kind of cooled off this week. There also, the good tuna bite that was there the previous week kind of slowed down. You know, they're getting some big boys up there, over 200 pounds, up in around Vinorama, the San Luis Banks there, which is just a short run from the marina there at San Jose del Cabo, and, you know, easily a mile or two off the beach catching these big fish. Striped marlin, still in the area. You know, the blues are starting to come in now. And we'll see the big tournaments coming this week down in Cabo San Lucas, you know, the Bisbee and the Cabo San Lucas Gold Cup and the other tournaments they have this time of the year. So it gets really busy there in Cabo with the big tournaments going on. But that's a report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, down to Central America, Costa Rica, Panama, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and, of course, our Colombia and Brazil peacock bass trips, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And, boys, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you next Saturday.
That's awesome, Cast Man. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Appreciate
all right, boys.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info with Rob. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop nets, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Now, Ricky, you've got a Guadalupe trip on the Shogun, who's pulling in right now into Fisherman's Landing, and you got to be pumped up. Six-day on the Shogun. Let's talk a trip a week from tomorrow. What are you taking with you?
Talica. I mean, if you're talking Shimano and Guadalupe Island, Talica is the real. Right now, we're in a very great Guadalupe cycle where that fish is biting. It's big fish, and it's biting heavy line. Talica 20 will be, you know, knock on wood, that will be the workhorse of our trip. Talica
20. Because you can fish 80, right?
Yep, fish 100-pound max quattro and an 80-pound top shot. I'll have a Tac 25 with 100-pound in case they are willing to bite that or for dropper loop fishing. And I'll still have a Tac 16 with 60-pound, you know, kind of covering the bases. But my anticipation, Talica 20, 100-pound max quattro with an 80-pound top shot, that's going to be the bread and butter.
Oh, yeah, that is the Guadalupe rig there, the Talica. If you don't have Talica, you're going to Guadalupe, you better get one. Talica reels at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is third leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound test. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, talking boating. This is a great show. So many really good texts rolling through here. Lots of good questions for Rob. This is going to be a fun day.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump to the phone.
You got it. Mike from Phoenix, Arizona is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen, and good morning, Rob. And Holly says good morning from Phoenix as well.
I knew that was happening.
Buddy of yours, huh?
As soon as I heard Mike, I'm like, really? Well, you tell Holly I said hello.
I will do. Hey, my question for you is coverage on the Arizona lakes. If I'm out bass fishing on meat or Havasu or something, how do I get coverage?
Well, obviously, since Holly's worked for Vessel Assist almost as long as I did. Now, get a hold of me. You get a freshwater coverage, and I have to apologize. I wasn't ready for freshwater questions because we live here. Freshwater towing is it's the same coverage as the saltwater. It's just much cheaper. And, again, because inland lakes, if you go on to Towboat US San Diego, go on to my website, you can actually sign up for a freshwater membership through the membership. The membership's a link that goes into Boat US, so you can actually pick a freshwater lake, or it'll say inland lakes and waters. And boy, you caught me. I'm gonna say it's about $90 for the freshwater membership.
So let me ask you this: if you have a regular towboat US like my membership, a captain's card, are you covered on a freshwater lake?
Your saltwater coverage covers you fresh or saltwater.
Fresh or saltwater.
So if you've got a gold card like Pete does, but then you take the ski boat out to the river for the weekend, or as long as there's coverage and you need a tow, that card still covers you.
I'm taking my little 17-foot trucker up to Mead tomorrow.
And, perfect.
And you're covered.
Fully covered.
All right.
Now, if you have a freshwater card and you take your boat to saltwater, we have a one-time exemption.
Okay.
And usually that means you'll upgrade at time of service to a saltwater card, but you're still going to be covered that one time. Second time, you should have learned your lesson.
So most of the time it's your little freshwater boat, but it's lobster season, and that's a perfect boat for hooping in. You decided to take it in the bay, you need to upgrade to saltwater service.
And this is a much bigger thing on the East Coast where we have so many navigable lakes. We really don't have navigable lakes out here. So,
sure.
But we'll get the freshwater guy out of Arizona that comes out for lobster season. And
sure.
And to be honest with you, most of them already have the saltwater gold card just because it's the best card you can get. It's $180. I mean, $179. Yeah. It's kind of a no-brainer.
For a year.
For a year.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, nice to hear from you from Phoenix. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, we had a fun question come through via the text. This is from Brad in San Clemente. And there's another one that's real similar, so we'll read them both. Does Towboat US tow for boat insurance companies like Progressive and Geico? And how does that work as far as claims go? And then the similar one was also, will Towboat honor my private boat insurance coverage policy?
We tow everybody. The difference is we are part of Geico. Geico Insurance has a Towboat US add-on to their policy, and that is a direct bill. If it's a company other than Geico, then it is a seek reimbursement tow where you pay us, and then you seek reimbursement through your insurance company. And my advice there is please read your coverages. Some of them have very good coverages. Some of them have hardly any coverage at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you want to do is think you have insurance or something, go out to San Clemente Island and find out that your $4,000 tow only has $250
right.
of coverage. So the easy answer is get Geico, get Towboat US, and it's free, and there's no pay, reimbursement needed. Any other insurance company, we don't have any agreements because we are part of Geico.
Sure.
And you pay us and they get reimbursed.
I shadow what Pete just said. Get the card. I mean, it's just the membership is such the no-doubter thing. You don't have to worry about the level. You don't have to worry about this. As long as you're within the range of your card, that boat's coming to get you, and you don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah, and mind you, Towboat US is not a sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Right.
We're promoting you and stuff like that. We do this because we believe in what they do. So here's another one here, another text. Many thanks to Rob and his crew for the professional tow from the 371 last season. I'm glad to have the gold card membership as the tow covered 10-plus years of premiums. Grant from San Carlos.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's the biggest thing is for $179. And I have people, in fact, it's funny, we have a Vessel Assist member, one of the original Vessel Assist members. Well, vessels just used to have a card that looked like a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And Boat US has that unterrible business card thing. I mean, it's a card. Most people don't even carry them. You're supposed to. But he actually scratched out his vessel assist number and wrote his Boat US number on it. And he still has that gold card. I got a picture of my phone. He still has that gold card with his Boat US number on it.
That's pretty cool. Well, hey, let's go to the East Coast and talk to our buddy Eric and Cal Sheets.
Hey.
Cal's Customs Toothpaste. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so what the heck are you doing?
Oh, man. Good morning, guys. How are you doing? But it is such a cool thing that we do once a year. Last year we missed it with COVID, but my dad and I go to Prince Edward Island, and we've been fishing here all week, and we're here for about another 3 days, and it's so incredible. Like, some of these fish that we're getting are like 600, 800, 900 pounds. I mean, it is just crazy, and we're hand feeding them pretty much. It's just like it's so cool. We've already been fishing for the day. We already cut our limits and released.
Wow, that's amazing. So how big were they today?
Today we got, because you're allowed to get three. Today we got a 600 and two 800s. My dad fought one that it was a beast. It was like 800, and it was like it was pretty cool. It gave him everything that he was up for.
That is incredible.
So now all these fish are released, Eric?
Yeah. So on the island they get. I think there's something like 300 fish, I mean, as far as with licenses, and they get one or two tags a year to be able to take fish for to sell, whether it's to the States or Japan or whatever it is. So the majority of their fishing is guys that come up here, you know, West Coast guys that come and do this, and this year everybody canceled on them except for us. And so we were like, okay, either we're pretty smart or incredibly stupid, but it has been awesome.
Wow, sounds great. And so how long does it take to manage to pull in one of these beasts before you release them?
You know, I had one the other day. It took me about an hour. And I had one yesterday that took me about 20 to 25 minutes. And then it's taken my dad a little bit longer, but, you know, how many of them people are doing it at 80 years old?
I mean, yeah.
It's probably about an hour.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what's the tackle like, Eric?
So we're using either Shimano 80Ys or like 1080s or 1070s. Like and using that with 200-pound Spectra and using BHPs, the top shots that he makes, the wind arms. And just, you know, 200-pound fluorocarbon on the top with, the most underhooks or some underhooks. Yep.
Wow.
And it's all standard.
Are these reels fixed at Cal's Customs Hoof Speed?
You think?
Well, I was going to say,
Yeah, that's cool.
What kind of drag pressure do those reels make? And then what kind of drag pressure are you guys using on fish that big? And then who's holding on to the guy that's willing to hold on to a Cal's, blueprinted big reel?
Yeah, so, I mean, what we've done on, like, some of the reels, whether it's the Tiagra or the Penn Internationals, we put a little bit of low speed and a little bit longer handle. Like, usually the one-up handle. So if it was an 80, we'll put a 130 handle on it type of thing. Just for a little bit more pressure. And then drag pressures, I think my dad's usually fishing in the 25, maybe 30 pounds of drag.
Ooh.
At the most, but again, it's all stand up and it's crazy. And then, there was one point yesterday when I was fighting a fish and I had 70 pounds of drag and I had two hands on top of the spool and he was still taking one.
Oh, that's unreal.
And the captain of the boat goes, "Why is he doing that?" He goes, "Hey, if he likes it, it's fun."
Wow. Well, it sounds pretty exciting. And so you're in Nova Scotia fishing giant bluefin tuna with your 80-year-old dad, Cal Sheets. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Good for you guys. Well, hey, Eric, thanks for checking in. Appreciate that very much. And the report, and keep getting those Giants back there. Appreciate the call and the report.
Have a great day on the West Coast, guys.
See you, Eric. Thanks. Heidi Kell. All right, well, the phones are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Rob. Let's jump right back into those and talk to Mike. He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing, guys? Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about the Boat U.S. I'll tell you what, they're some great guys, man. They towed me twice. I've had four skipjacks, a Rennell, and I've got a Grady White right now. And I broke down twice down just below the pipe in Tijuana. And I had to get the tow back. And those guys, they took me from there right back and put me on the trailer. And I have nothing but respect for those guys. Great guys. And they were very, very efficient, very nice. I have nothing but respect for those guys. They're great guys to work with.
Thanks a lot. All my captains are highly trained. We actually practice a lot. And fortunately for us, we touch a lot of boats. But before my guys get on a boat and even start towing, we have to clear them through a process, a safety process, a line handling process, a boat handling process. And the running joke is you need to be willed a job because I don't have any turnover because my guys all love being in San Diego. And it's one of the few things you can do where you can work on the water and afford to work on the water. So,
yeah.
More than likely, Tony, Travis, or Josh. Tony runs the company for me. He's my number one guy. He's been with me for 20 years. He's by far and away one of the best boat handlers I've ever met. Or my nephew, Travis, who's been towing boats with me since he's 15.
Wow.
I think he's 32 now.
That's cool.
And then my son-in-law, Josh, who's only been in it for about 7 years because I let him marry my daughter. But, you know, he's a motorcycle rider. And I'll tell you what, if you ride motorcycles, you could probably drive a boat. There's a lot of things you got to think on your feet. You got to think on your feet. You got to think about different things. But my entire crew is highly trained, and I really appreciate the comments, and I joke around, I taught them everything they know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right, though, like just watching the ability to put, watching the ability to have a boat tied to another boat and slide them on the trailer is spectacular.
Them into a slip.
That's what I'm saying, when you see how many people struggle, putting their own boat, with power on the trailer, and then you watch these guys that have basically a giant anchor that's hard to slide around and move, and they can thread that needle. It is very, very impressive. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's Don Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pontoons. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAir.com. It's unique.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.